Moving conferences online has been tricky, but this year's political conventions could be a model. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The Republican National Convention starts tonight. It's expected to be part virtual and part in person. The Democratic National Convention last week was pretty much entirely virtual. It included a number of pre-produced speeches, some live elements, and some long pauses and awkward transitions. But it was generally considered a success. And since these days, all kinds of tech conferences and conventions are going virtual, events that are big moneymakers for organizers and cities, we wondered if the DNC was a model for conferences in the future. Maggie Reardon is a senior reporter for CNET. She said the Democrats pulled off a pretty good show.
I mean, I think it went a lot better than I was expecting. And I think, though, that in a few years, people will look at the DNC and, like, cringe because they'll be like, I can't believe you guys did it that way. But, you know, somebody to put it together as quickly as they did, I think they did a pretty good job. But, you know, I can definitely see that, like, the production value could certainly be enhanced. And once you get really creative people thinking about how you can do it and make it really slick and make those pauses a little less awkward and figure out a way to bring the energy into the room, I think we'll do it. You know, one of the things people were saying about this convention, too, was just that the intimacy was so much more enhanced, that you really felt like the people speaking were speaking, like, directly to the people in a way that they don't when they're on a big stage. Yeah, I could definitely see that being something that happens in the conference world.
One thing that I think is also interesting is, like, these conferences are multiple days. The convention was multiple days. You know, I participated in the New Fronts, which was like 4 days of programming. Do you think we'll start to see that compress?
I hope so. Because I honestly think conferences are too long. Like, most of the people who go to CES, right, I would imagine they're only there for, like, the first day or maybe the first day and a half, and then they leave, like, all the big wigs leave. So, yeah, I mean, I would love to see it get more compressed. And that was what was interesting about this convention is, you know, I mean, 2 hours a night. I will say, for me as a viewer, though, I don't think I liked the speeches as well. I liked watching them on TV and seeing the people cheering and, like, just the crowds looked so excited. And I thought that there was an element of that that was missing.
Since this started, is there anybody in tech who has done a good transition to a virtual event?
Gosh, I mean, I think, you know, Apple always does it right. Microsoft tried.
Mm-hmm. With which event?
The developer conference. It was
Build, right, Build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that one went pretty well. There was some awkwardness to it, but I think everybody's just going to get better and better at this, right?
Maggie Reardon is a senior reporter for CNET. Now, let's not assume things have to be virtual. Conferences are continuing in countries that have brought their coronavirus outbreaks under control. In Berlin next month, the big international tech show IFA will happen partly virtually, yes, but will also include live events. And now for some related links. We've got a link at marketplacetech.org to some data on the business events industry overall. In 2017, according to the Business Events Trade Group, PCMA, the events industry injected about $1 trillion into the global economy. Canceled conferences take money away from cities, convention centers, local restaurants, performers, food vendors. And North America accounted for $381 billion of all that spending. Not this year. And if you really want a visual representation of what's happening to the conference industry, just in tech, and how different it is for us here in America, head on over to techmeme.com and click on the Events tab and look at all the things that are marked now virtual or canceled. And then look at the few that aren't, like Latitude 59 in Estonia, IFA, yes, and even Digital Procurement World in Amsterdam. I'm not even saying it's a good idea to go to a conference right now, and there are lots of reasons it's better for the environment and virtual conferences can be more accessible and diverse. But man, I'll tell you, for all the talk of how much easier it is to cover it from afar and how much nicer it is to be in our pajamas at home with our kids, there is a tiny part of me that would seriously kill to go have some crappy conference snacks and coffee at Digital Procurement World. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.